From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
This is Carla Hinton reporting for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. I'm here today in the studio with Dorian Quillen. She is a licensed professional counselor and an award-winning journalist. She's written a new book called Class Act, and it's a book about teens who overcame adversity. And in particular, the book is called Class Act, 8 Young People Who Turned Tragedy into Triumph. And we also have with us one of the young women who agreed to be interviewed for the book. Her name is Jennifer Matley Wright. So thank you guys for coming in today to talk about the book and kind of share your story.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, Dorian, I wanted to ask you first, what made you decide to write this particular book at this particular time?
Well, I got really tired of hearing about young people who were shooting up their schools and making bad decisions because someone had, you know, hurt their feelings or slighted them. And I thought that we should hear stories about people who've gone through really tough stuff, who've gone on and become successful.
Okay. All right. Now, when did you start writing this book? Can you remember?
I got the idea for this back when the year of the Columbine High School shootings. I think it's been about 10 years now.
Okay.
And then I've kind of worked on it off and on since then.
All right, all right. Now, how did you go about getting the subject matter, subject material for your book? In this case, the 8 people that you interviewed.
Well, I knew of a couple of the stories, just knew of them. And then I had an article in the Oklahoman kind of soliciting stories, asking people to submit stories of young people who had overcome some dramatic adversity. So I got a lot of submissions through that and then just chose from those.
Okay. All right. All right. And what kind of response did you get? You mentioned, I think you said more than 100.
Got about 100. Okay. It was a lot of good stories, and that's kind of good to know too. There's so many stories out there, you can't fit them all in a book, you know. But yes, I got about 100, and I picked these specific ones to represent as many different types of adversity as I could.
Okay. Okay. Why do you think that so many people wanted to be a part of the book?
I think that we all have a need to hear good things. You know, we're so inundated with all the bad things and bad decisions that people make. And I think there's something in each one of us that, you know, we just kind of crave hearing something good every now and then, that someone made it through or overcame. So I think that kind of contributed to the response.
Okay. All right. Now, Jennifer, you are featured in the book. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the situation that happened to you?
Yes. I was 18, fixing to graduate from high school and from Piedmont. My father was a veterinarian. My neighbor had hit a bobcat on the side of the road. In my family, I have 2 brothers, younger brothers, and my mother and father. We all loaded up in our minivan to go check out the bobcat. And as we were out there, I just had thrown on a robe, so I was cold. So I went ahead and went inside my minivan. Well, a drunk driver came along and hit them all on the side in the ditch while I was watching through the minivan. And that's just that was my story throughout her book, and it's just about me, how I overcame tragedy and into where I am right now.
Okay. You know, what I think is real interesting about your particular story is that most of us can't even imagine, you know, what that must have been like for you. What happened in the days after your family was killed? You mentioned people wanting to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of planning, a funeral, a big funeral. It was chaos, really. I mean, it was people coming to my house and cleaning it up, and me going to my grandma's, and it was a big blur, actually. But I remember that the funeral was on Saturday, and then that next Tuesday, I went ahead with my life and went on to aerobics like I normally had, and my mom wasn't with me, and I just remember a lady in that class is like, "Where's your mom?" I said, "Well, she died." And she said, you know, and that was, you know, I had to deal with that for a long, long time when people didn't know, and I had to be the one to tell them. Sure. So it was very traumatic, and it was, you know, I focused on school to try to keep, you know, from really thinking about it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, and because you were a senior in high school,
I was
right?
A senior in high school. I graduated. I kept to my studies. I graduated valedictorian, so I focus on my studies a lot. So you know, in God, I focused on Him too. So that's what got me through.
Okay. Now, why did you decide to be a part of the book? I know we talked about that earlier.
Well, I had always thought that if God, you know, opened a door like this, that I needed go ahead and proceed it. And I remember getting the phone call and Dorian, and I said, you know, if whatever you want me to do, I'll let you have anything you want, the story, whatever. If it'll change other people and they can see what I've gone through and, you know, that they can get through it too, then that's a positive thing. And I want, you know, that to happen. So,
you know, something that we didn't talk about in our earlier interview, but I would think that this has something to do with it, but there's an element of forgiveness in your mm-hmm. in your story about the person who did this. I mean, how did you deal with all of those emotions? You mentioned, I think Dorian asked you today, mm-hmm. did you ever feel sorry for yourself?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I still do. But the forgiveness thing, it took me a long time. I mean, it wasn't overnight for sure. It took me about a year and maybe even longer than that. But I did forgive him, and I don't think I could have, you know, gone any further. And, you know, I just don't think I could have functioned without forgiving this person. It right. just was a burden on me that I just had to.
Right.
So.
Okay. Now, what do you hope will be accomplished through the book?
I hope that it people that have gone through, you know, some stuff in their life, that they'll read this book and they'll know that there is hope for their life, that they don't need to dwell in the past, that they can look forward, and they need to focus on things that they can change, and not on stuff they can't change.
Okay. Now, Dorian, how about you? What's your ultimate goal for the book?
My ultimate goal is, I picture someone, you know, sitting maybe who's depressed and alone and feels hopeless, and they read one of these stories, and it gives them the encouragement they need at the moment. Just what one little word of encouragement and hope that makes them know that, you know, I can live to fight another day and keep going. So my hope is that it will encourage somebody in a great moment of need.
Okay. Now, I read the book, and I wanted to share this before we sign off. But one of the things that I think is real interesting is that each story is very touching. I mean, I would encourage people to read the book, because there's a sequence of events that Jennifer talks about, a conversation that she had with one of her relatives. And so you want to read the book. You mm-hmm. want to read these touching accounts of these people's young lives. But tell me some of the people who participated besides Jennifer.
Sure. Another young person that people might know is Levi Walton. And he was in the May 3rd tornado 10 years ago now. He and his mother were huddled under an overpass. His mother was blown out of his arms to her death. And boy, he's had quite a journey, but he's a very good young man, successful, wonderful young man. We have Tressa Bebout, who Oklahomans may know her as well. Her mother's boyfriend set her mother and her on fire when she was 6 years old. Her mother died, and Tressa's had to battle through, you know, multiple surgeries, and she's a dynamic young woman going to college now. And just, there's several others in there too, but you know, there's a little bit of different types of adversity represented, so people can relate to one of them at least in there.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you
so much. This is Carla Hinton reporting for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. For more information, go to the Oklahoman.